Here's another review. This is from either Thanks Appfo or Thank Sappho. But it's like the word thanks and then A-P-P-H-O. So I'm not sure how you'd pronounce that as a word. But the title of this review is delightful. And I'll pre-warn you, this review is delightful. This might be my favorite review we've gotten. But it just says, it's so funny and so sweet. Josh and Logan's comedy builds so well off each other, and their friendship really makes the show. They have fantastic uncle-sounding laughs that make you laugh harder. The hour-long episodes may seem long, but they go so fast and you'll want more. Absolutely recommend. Josh and Logan, if you see this, you're fantastic at what you do and are delightful. Also, Logan, sorry about your brain, King. I've read this review a few times and it makes me laugh. Sorry about your brain, King, is like the funniest fucking thing.
Oh man.
God damn it. Oh, our listeners are so fucking funny.
Yeah. Keep your head up, King. I'm sorry about that all. Sorry about your skull, dog.
I literally read it and laughed out loud very hard, and then I sent it to a few people just to be like, this review is so good. It's saying we have uncle laughs, which is very true. Especially when you get Josh real good and he does that like that's a full that's a real uncle laugh. But yeah, sorry about your brain, King. I want that on a fucking t-shirt. Oh my god, that's so good. Oh. Whew. Oh, thank you for that review. God damn it. Our listeners are so goddamn funny. This next one is from Trix, spelled T-R-I-X-K-S. And the title is The Best Friends You'll Never Have. First off, we're pretty approachable, so just want to let you know that. And we're very desperate for friends, so. you know those two guys at parties who just sit around and tell stories to each other while everyone else loses their mind laughing? Yeah, this podcast is like that, but in a COVID-safe format. Logan and Josh are utterly hilarious, especially playing off each other, and every episode is different but awesome. Sometimes you get something sincere and heartfelt. Sometimes it's stories about bathroom-based trauma. You never know. You never know, but you'll...
Bathroom-based trauma.
I mean, it's apt, but you never know. But you'll never regret listening. Thank you, Trix. That's a really good one.
That's probably the most spot-on review I've heard of our podcast since we started it. Even my mom's review is like, I like it, but sometimes y'all be cussing.
Oh, and that's probably mostly me. I'm sorry. I should apologize to your mom. She's so sweet.
But the bathroom-based trauma sums up.
Bathroom-based trauma. That could have been the title of the show.
Sums up whole episodes.
Let's do one more one more review here. This is from you really enjoy that one.
Because it's so, I'm just imagining someone going to a psychiatrist and the psychiatrist telling them what their problem is, and they're like, don't tell me, and then they turn around and just show the psychiatrist their butt.
Jesus.
Here's who needs to hear it.
Jesus. This is the hardest I've seen you laugh in a while. Jesus.
I choked on, I was eating chips before this, and a piece of chip just came back up in my throat while I was laughing. keep going.
Oh, Jesus. Well, no, we'll end on that review because Trix clearly crushed it and almost killed you. So that's a good review to stop on. Let's do a couple emails now. Okay, your
imagine someone in legitimate sense going to the ER and being like, "I had some bathroom."
That's what's written down on the chart. It just says bathroom-based trauma.
Yeah, yeah. So, slipping in the shower. Let's talk about it.
Okay. I'm into it. Let's go. I love it. Can't get enough of it.
Would you say the amount of times you've slipped in the shower is, like, unmeasurable, or would you, are there like a handful of times that you really remember well where you're like, oof, this is when I thought I would die?
Yeah, I don't, my only specific memory of slipping in the shower wasn't me just actually slipping like on my own. My ex, I think at one point I think it was that same day, I want to say, she was in there and I like threw some cold water over the top of the shower on her while she was in there just as a little prank, and it was haha. And so then later when I was showering, she decided to get me back, but she opened up the shower curtain and then threw the cold water at me, which made me like jump back and go like, ooh, which then made me slip and fall fucking hard. And I slammed into the tub and she was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. And then like my shoulder was like messed up for a couple days because I landed so hard. I just got like, oh God, oh no.
Oh man.
So that's the only real memory I have. And it wasn't so much slipping in the shower. I was more knocked to the ground.
So.
And then of course there's a time I slipped in the locker room and got a head injury and some mild brain damage and a severe concussion. That I think should be a story for a full episode, not necessarily a minisode.
Yeah, yeah. What a teaser.
I wasn't in the shower, but it was shower adjacent.
One time, actually, when I was living in Chicago, I don't know if you ever came by my, you came by my studio apartment when I was there, right? Once or twice? Or did you only ever come by when I lived with Jacob?
Yeah, I think, yeah, you had just moved there shortly after we had become friends. I don't know if I remember your studio at all.
Okay, so my studio was wild, man. It was, I don't know who designed it, but I'm pretty sure that they were drunk, because the toilet, they couldn't decide which way they wanted the toilet to face. Like, they couldn't decide if they wanted it to just be perpendicular to the tub or parallel to the tub.
All right.
So basically, and also the bathroom was very small.
So it was in the tub.
Yeah, it might as well have been in the tub, because in order to sit on the toilet comfortably, I had to put a foot in the tub. Like I'm telling
you. Wait, so was it facing the tub, or how was it?
It was crooked. It wasn't quite facing the wall in front of it or the tub. But whenever they like sealed it, they must have made a mistake, because it was like crooked. So then my foot was like, my foot would be fully in the tub, because I'm like, why am I ruining my shins like I'm on a Spirit Airlines flight just to use the bathroom? You know what I mean? So then
you have to do side saddle on it.
Yeah. Might as well.
We used to have to do that on a toilet in Chicago because the toilet seat was broken, had a little crack in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't buy one right away. Yeah, you probably remember. I didn't buy one right away. So instead, you just had to turn slightly to the side, because if not, you'd sit down perfectly straight and it would pinch your ass.
Yeah.
Very hard.
It would get you good.
So you had to kind of sit side saddle, and it took me way too long to get a new toilet seat.
Yeah, it would draw a little blood.
A little bit. It pinched you good. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
That reminded me of sitting side saddle on a toilet.
So then my shower was, it was terrible. But there was one time where I didn't buy one of those little mats that you put in the shower.
to make sure that you don't slip. Those little suction mats. I didn't buy one of them because I was like, I don't. One, I didn't have money. And two, I was just like, I'm not going to fall in the shower. I'm not 80. You know what I mean? Like, I just thought, I was just so cocky that like that I had like, you know, a young, agile enough body that that if I did slip, I'd catch myself. Which
if I feel myself slipping, I'll just turn it into a backflip.
Yeah.
Like, I got this. Yeah. I got this.
You know what I mean?
You know me.
I'll pop right back up.
Come on. You know how I do.
So there was one time, I don't fully know how this is possible, but I definitely almost broke my toe. So as I'm in the shower, I turned around to look for my bar of soap and it had fallen, right? But I didn't know it had fallen. So I turned full 360 in the shower, already not great for traction under your feet, right? Not great for grip. So I've done this full 360. And then I was like, maybe I dropped it in front of me. So I took a step back. The step back was on the bar of soap. So then the bar of soap shoots forward as I step on it and I start to fall back. What catches me is my toe going up the faucet. And so I'm grabbing the shower curtain. I'm grabbing the wall. Right. Like, none of it's helping, by the way. Like, shower curtain and wall are both wet things that aren't going to have any grip for my hands. Yeah. So I'm still falling backwards, right? And then I actually, like, tried, I don't know. When you're falling, you use a different brain. Like, it's like a reptile brain or something when you're falling. Because if I had logicked it out, I would have been like, oh, it would just be safer to go ahead and let myself slowly slip to the bottom of this tub. But because you're in the middle of falling, you're trying desperately to catch yourself. So now my toe up the faucet is, in my mind, a point of leverage. So I'm like, let me just flex my foot. Like, I can catch my whole body with it. I tried for like a split second and definitely felt like I pulled my calf or something and then fell anyway. And so, and toe still in the faucet, right?
Right.
And so then I jerk my toe out of the faucet and I have a little cut in between my toes from it going up the faucet so hard. And then my right calf, because it was my right toe, my right calf is also just feeling ruined because I flexed it to try to Superman myself diagonal in a shower.
Right, yeah.
And then I just sort of, I remember like trying to limp out of the tub. Shower's still on, so shower is beating on my face, and I'm getting those, like, you know, like that blur when water is in your eyes.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to get out of the shower, try to just crawl out of it, but I can't see anything, and I definitely put my hand in my old toilet because it's
there. You go.
Because it's diagonal and it's way too close to the tub. And so I literally just laid there for like a good 30 seconds, just letting the water hit me, letting my hand stay in the toilet, like not trying to save myself at all. It was a real low that day.
Oh, man. I'm going to be really sad when the day comes when you drown in your own house. It's going to make me really sad.
Because you know it won't be a pool.
Yeah, that's the problem. I know it'll somehow be a sink. Like, I don't know how you're going to pull it off.
How did he do it? The sink was plugged and he wanted to see it better, so he stuck his head. And
what do you mean he was baking at the same time? I don't even know how this...
He just never came up!
What else we got here? We got from 3787 Myers ST. I think this is Tim Myers, a comedian friend. But the title is Love the Podcast. Josh and Logan have such a hilarious and endearing dynamic. Josh's stories have made me laugh so hard that I've cried. Logan seems like a good friend as he brings... I don't know, that just made me giggle. Well, he seems like a nice boy, I think. Logan seems like a good friend as he brings an appropriate level of concern for the messes that Josh gets himself into. The two riff off each other beautifully. My favorite comedy podcast going right now. Highly recommend. Thank you for that.
That is very kind. That's one of those things, too, where, like, I feel like sometimes people in their own way are trying to compliment, but then the thing that they say is like, in the context of what we're talking about, doesn't feel as much of a compliment. But in theory, it's like, well, look, Josh tells funny stories, but I feel like Logan would be a more valuable person to know. Because if you're comparing someone who tells good stories versus a good friend to have, it's like, geez, I think I'd want a good friend rather than a guy. Because who knows? Right. I could be drunk for this. I could just be telling drunk stories. And then you're like, I should check on my friend.
Yeah.
While
you
making what a podcast.
Now? You did
of
what
it.
Now? Yeah. That's why this show got created. It was just for me to check in on you. Just so you had someone to check in on you every week.
Did you ever do the DARE program in school?
Nope.
No?
They had it, but I didn't really do anything for it. Dude, I was just doing so many drugs.
They made me a DARE ambassador. No. That's how
really?
Yeah. That's how much they could tell I wasn't doing drugs.
That's how much of a narc you were.
Yeah, they were like, go tell the other kids to be more like you and not do drugs. and then everyone, this was so embarrassing. Everyone had a story about being offered drugs, but me. Like everyone else on the panel
right.
had to have like an example of saying no to drugs or whatever. And I didn't. I was just like,
right.
Oh, actually, it
people
was
don't
pretty
talk
easy.
To me much.
Yeah, it was pretty easy for me because no one offers me anything. They kind of just keep going about their way. So. I guess you can say no that way. You can say no by sitting alone at lunch.
Yeah.
You can say no. I think I was in junior high, and they want me to go talk to elementary school kids. And junior high was a rough time for me. I didn't have that many friends, and I did not have that much going on. So I was just like, yeah, you know, stay away from drugs. That's what all the kids in groups do. Like, they usually just...
Yeah.
Seem like they're having a good time over there with those drugs. And then I just sit by myself and I'm like, nah, I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. Say no to drugs by saying yes to loneliness.
Yeah. And honestly, say no to the drugs you would usually do if you were lonely too. Because that's actually my loneliness has probably driven me closer to drugs than some of those other kids. That have companionship.
Hey, Josh, buddy, I just want to talk to you about the speeches you're giving to the kids. They're very sad and very conflicting.
It's just I want to be honest because I think that maybe if you're doing drugs socially to fit in, that might actually be the way to go because I'm real lonely because I've never done drugs.
Right. Okay. Well, this is just a lot for the kids to process because really all they hear is do drugs, kind of like, oh, either sounds like there's no way out.
I'm not telling them to do drugs. I'm telling them that I wish I did drugs.
Okay. So this is from Jenny and the title is Good Compliments, Good Questions, and a Good End to the Logan Debate.
What?
You guys have the best. I just hang on. You guys have the best podcast of all time. It's not only funny, but it's also full of good stories, good laughs, and good relatability. I know it doesn't make sense, but it fits together, so shut the fuck up, okay? weirdly hostile. you guys are so amazing, and to end the debate, Logan, you are an amount of bad, sometimes over half and sometimes under half. You guys are both... established comedians who work very hard and are very good at what you do. So my question is, at what point in your life did you consider a career towards comedy? And what's your advice for people who are wanting to consider a less classic career choice? Anyway, lots of loves and sorry if I sounded schizophrenic.
I mean, it didn't sound schizophrenic to me. It sounded like someone was complimenting me while also holding my throat. But I think that's how you were reading it too, maybe.
Well, I mean, it's hard not to put that tone on it when it says when you're reading something that is telling you are some amount of bad. That never that's not going to get the cheery reading out of me necessarily.
It'd be weird if it did. I'd be like, I don't think you just understood the words you were reading.
Yeah. I've never been reading a book and then it's just like, by the way, you are kind of bad, reader.
And so about
I feel like the half bad debate ended a little bit ago, but I'm glad Jenny came in to really really clarify it.
Yeah, yeah, you've been getting nothing but love for like 6 weeks, and then Jenny's like, just so you know, I want to make sure you don't get too big of a head. All right,
we get too high and mighty here. I want to let you know.
I was with Mike on the road, and we went to that Quiznos. Did I tell you about that?
I think so.
And it was by far the most disgusting Quiznos, because it was a Quiznos / gas station. So the guy who had to, it's exactly like you just described. The guy who had to make our sandwich had to leave the counter and put on an apron, and already when he put on the apron, I was like, yo, this isn't gonna be good. And then he had this little, I don't even know what you would call it, but he basically pressed a button, and the meat that he put in the container that he pressed the button in would go down and would just, like a car wash, get like hot steamed and then come back up. And I was like, that doesn't look good. That looks treacherous right there. And then he put that on the sandwich and then could not for the life of him find the mustard. He the mustard was straight up just gone. The mustard was, he looked in places that I hope the mustard wasn't. Like he was looking on the floor.
I hope the mustard was. He's out in the parking lot going, have you seen it? Do you have it? Is that this pump?
He straight up was looking for the mustard, like under things, like as if it had dropped and rolled under something. I was like, if you have to get on your knees and look on the floor, I don't want.
I don't want mustard on it now.
And I had to say like, hey, yo, I'm good on the mustard. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Then,
especially since it's been gone long enough, you've totally lost track of it. That I don't know. I don't know how long that mustard's been under the counter. I'm good.
And then he had purple pickles. So I didn't even know.
What?
Yeah. So the pickles were so discolored that they had this like purple hue. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And I didn't even ask for pickles. He was just listing the things as he slid the sandwich down the dirty tray. And so then he had the lettuce. And the lettuce was so wet, it looked like coleslaw.
Oh.
And when I messed up this telling the story a little bit, because I should have started with the bread. When he grabbed the bread that I wanted, he plopped it down the tray and it hit like a brick. And and then so it hits like a brick, right? And then he is trying to cut it with what looks like a sharp knife, and it's still a fight. Like, I was like, if this knife is having trouble, what's this gonna do to my teeth? I'm a chip or two.
I don't have
nasty sandwich.
I don't have serrated teeth. I'm not gonna be able to handle this.
So then he, as he was gonna go to cut the sandwich, he dropped the knife on the floor. Picked the knife back up and was still about to cut the sandwich. I was like, no, you don't need to cut it. You don't need to cut it. You know what I mean? And didn't need to go into a whole tirade, because it's like, this dude's working 9 jobs at this gas station. Like, he's working 2 for Quiznos, 2 for the gas station. Just let the man live his life, right? So then we get into the car, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some details of how nasty the sandwich was. Oh, yeah. So I did the bread, the meat, the cheese. So you know how they give you options for how you the cheese.
Yeah.
He listed 2, and I clearly saw 3 different types of cheese in front of me. And I was like, what about that one? And he looked at me, he's like, you don't want that one. Nah, you don't want that. Nah. And the fact that he was like, you don't want that one, and then he was like, you don't want it in your life.
No, did he say that?
He said under his breath. He didn't say it to me. He was like, ah, you don't want that. You don't want that in your life. Yeah, they've almost ruined putting things in between bread for me. I take all my sandwiches open face now because I don't trust that. I don't want to turn my back on that bread. You know what I mean?
No, you just put the meat in my hand.
Yeah.
I want to see you count it. Count the slices into my hand. This is from our old buddy Price. So it just says, Dear Logosh, because first off, you didn't explicitly say you hate the Fusion name, so I've committed to it for life. Today was another S-tier podcast. I don't really know what an S-tier would be, but I'm assuming good, because however you look at it, S could be either be very low or pretty high in the alphabet. It's hard to... S-tier podcast. I can't get enough of your banter. The consistent quality of the show is really impressive. I'm glad you both enjoyed my last email. I had my girlfriend listen to that section of the podcast as objective proof that I am hilarious. Frankly, she was shocked by the fact that two professional comedians thought I was funny. I suppose she does have to listen to some of my more half-baked ideas every single day. Like this next no, hang on. I suppose she does have to listen to some of my more half baked ideas every single day. Like having a tiny panini press on a keychain.
Wait.
Yeah?
Because when he said half-baked ideas, I thought he meant jokes. I didn't know he was pitching business ideas.
His weird inventions, yeah. Yeah, like having a tiny...
This is part of his pocket.
Well, he goes on to say, it's a terrible idea. It would burn the shit out of you, and you could only press like a quarter of a sandwich at a time.
A quarter is so generous.
Yeah, it's going to be much smaller than that. Ooh.
Woo. So when we lived at the animal house, we made prison spread. Have you ever had prison spread?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
So, yeah. Okay. So, Donovan told me this story, and it is incredible. So, when he was young, it was him and his brother living with his mom, right? His mom met this guy that was, like, a pretty chill dude or whatever. And the guy offered, like, hey, you know, if there's ever a time where you're free one night, like, maybe I could come over and cook for you and your kids. And Donovan and his brother heard that, and they were like super excited because they were like, oh, we're going to get this like cool meal we've never had before or anything. You know, like they were just like ecstatic. Right.
Right.
And so then the day comes where he's going to cook for the family. And Donovan and his brother went with this guy to Walmart. Right. Mm-hmm. And they go to the produce
section. Already a great start for fine dining.
Right? Yeah. they go to the produce section and they grab some onions and some bell peppers. And the way that David tells it, he's like, that's the last thing that we bought that made sense. So they grab the onions and the bell peppers, and then they leave the produce section and they walk past like the sauces, like spaghetti sauce or anything like that. They walk past the pastas, everything. Mm-hmm. And then this dude walks up to a bag of Cheetos and grabs a bag of Cheetos and sort of squeezes it lightly and goes, oh, yes, these will do nicely. And then puts them in the cart. And then he goes and grabs some ramen, puts that in the cart, and I think he grabbed one more thing. I think he grabbed, like, some Tony Sacheries or something, some seasoning, puts that in the cart. And then they check out. And Dominic and his brother couldn't be more confused. They're like, what? We didn't buy anything. This is insane. So then they get home, and this dude opens up the bag of Cheetos gingerly, right? Like, just like, yeah, like slices it just neatly, and then opens it up and like lays it on its side as a full open piece of foil, and then just starts punching the Cheetos, just like punching them nonstop. And meanwhile, David and his brother are supposed to chop the onions and the bell peppers, which at first makes sense. They're like, okay, we're at least going to use this. I don't know what else is going to happen. Then the guy's boiling water and punching the Cheetos. Water's boiling. Green onions and, I mean, green peppers and onions getting chopped, right? And then he throws the ramen into the water, drains the water from the ramen, puts it all on the foil together, right? Just like mashes it all together into one thing, folds the foil of the bag back on itself and throws it in the oven for 30 minutes and then pulls it out of the oven. And they've basically melted into these like little patties, like little cakes. And he lays them out and plates them and they start eating it. And then Donovan and his brother were like, oh, where'd you learn to make this? And the guy goes, oh, don't worry about it. And that's when they were like, oh, okay, this dude's been to prison. This dude's been to prison. This is prison. This is prison spread. He just made us prison spread in front of our mom. The fact that he grabbed the Cheetos like produce and was like, yes,
that's
these
perfect.
Will do yeah. nicely.
Yeah. Let me tell you, boys, come here. Let me tell you how they're fresh. Let me show you how to know when a bag of Cheetos is ripe.
Don't pay any attention to the Best Buy date. It's really the amount of air in the bag that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the noise it makes when you knock on it. That's what it is. You really. Yeah, that's the good one right there.
When I was little and the first introduction I had to parkour was happening in front of me.
Okay.
I definitely thought one of two things. I was like, either that guy is a superhero or he has just stolen something. Because no one needs to get over things like that unless it's an emergency.
That's true. Okay. You got to paint a picture for me. Was this, you were just out and someone was doing parkour?
Yeah. So I was just walking.
Where was this?
This is in Louisiana. This is why it's also surprising.
Okay.
Because we don't have a lot of tall things. Like if you, parkour in Louisiana looks like Tarzan. So basically.
So then were you just out and about and then just some dude flipped over I don't know what you guys have there. I was trying to think of something local, but.
And then some guy just flipped over a bayou. Isn't that what you have there? Bayous?
Flipped over a bayou, huh? He jumped over some jambalaya or I don't know. Zatarans. I don't know.
Did a backflip into some lawn yop.
Nah, see, I don't even know what that is.
That's just a French word.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I'm going to cut this out. The first thing I had, though, was flipping off of a levee. And that was, like, the first object I thought of. in correlation to Louisiana. I'm so sorry for that. It's so fucked up.
Keep it in. Have you seen people do parkour in person?
No. No. Especially not now Iowa. If you think Louisiana has nothing to jump over, then, oh, boy, wait till I tell you about rural Iowa.
I imagine them jumping at Iowa, kind of like your levee thing. I imagine them just like jumping at all. And they're doing really cool stuff, but all you can see is them popping up the cornfield and back down and like popping up and back down.
Yeah. Just every now and then a head and or feet just up from corn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty accurate. I would say that's probably... That's probably what it would be.
Dude, okay, so this is the other thing. The
park,
other
park cornfield.
The way you said it like a declaration is what cracks me up.
Well, and then there's a definite lag in our Zoom calls too, so I had to wait a second to see if you were going to like or despise that joke.
You padded it. Sorry. In the moment. Parkornfield.
Every now and then, a joke so bad it's worth shouting.
So the other thing that happened, the reason this has been on my mind, is when I was a teenager, there was a kid that went to my school that... It's like, it's such a simple thing in theory, but I could see how everything coming together at once made it so terrifying. Okay, so basically, mm-hmm. he was in his car after school. I don't know where he drove to, but he was like at some gas station or something, just somewhere where he right. wanted to be parked so him and his friend could smoke a joint, right? So
parked car.
Oh, God. Now you're just a monster. You're the devil.
I'd like to take this time to apologize to my friend Josh and to my family, who I've let down in this moment. We were flying high from Park Cornfield, and I flew too close to the sun with parked core and brought shame upon my good name.
Ah, jeez. So basically,
all right, they're parked.
Yeah, they're parked, and it's him and his friend, and they're just parking somewhere so they can chill out and hotbox in the car, right? And
right.
out of nowhere, a dude falls through their sunroof, right?
What? What?
Yeah. So imagine you're. So imagine you're already high.
Oh, no.
You're already high
oh,
in your
no.
hotboxing. And then a dude just falls through oh. the sunroof.
Oh.
Now, this guy, what was going on with this guy is
yeah.
he was like, I think he was trying to film like a YouTube video or something like that. Because this is like when parkour was like hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. this is when it was popping. And so yeah. I'm sure he had a friend. Like, it seemed like he had, like, three friends filming him. Because there was a guy, because so many people swarmed the car when he fell, that I think mm-hmm. at least a handful of them were recording him. So he had a guy behind him. He had a guy kind of running next to him to get, like, another shot. And then he had a guy on the other roof, right? So then mm-hmm. the place that they parked in the gas station was in between the gas station and another, like just another business.
Oh.
And he was going to try to clear that gap
from one to the other.
Right. So
oh,
then,
no.
so then he's running on this first roof, which is the gas station roof. And then I don't know what type of flip he does, but it almost like a cartoon. He must have just lost air and hit a right angle in the air because he perfectly fell through their sunroof.
Oh no.
And so then I wish, I mean, like, honestly, I would pay money to get the other guy's video who expected him to clear it, because the guy on the other roof now just has a shot of him falling into the car.
Just, whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or especially if he's further back on the roof, it's just a guy jumping in the air and then falling out of view entirely.
Yeah.
And then you just hear glass shatter.
And so then he's sitting there, you know, with his friend, smoking the joy. And they've been, I don't know if they've been hotboxing for a while, but they were like, whatever, the way they tell it, they were very high. And then dude just comes right. through the sunroof.
Oh, God.
And so then the guy comes through the sunroof. And then the kid I went to school with, for a split second, he thought it was the police. But like
the new SWAT tactic to come through.
Is to just crash through people's sunroofs.
Ah, we caught you, reefer fiends.
And so then.
Brought down by a new crack weed squad. We dropping from the air. Imagine going from hotboxing to the most sober you've ever been in your life in 1 second. Like, to be sitting in your car just like just be like, fuck man, just really high, and then smash. And just like, now that is some, you were gonna be driving home fucking 10 at 2, eyes wide, you are sober as shit.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Josh Johnson Comedy Show. This is my first one, and you're going to be able to tell. today I'm joined by my very good friend and fellow comedian, Logan Nielsen. We're just chilling in quarantine, but I felt like it was important to get Logan on for this first episode, not just because he knows a lot about podcasting and I know nothing, also for the simple fact that he's one of my best friends and we have great conversations together. So I wanted to share them with the world, or the two people willing to listen to a half put together audio recording.
Yeah, that is assuming that any of this is actually recorded.
There's a good chance none of this is recording, by the way. Like, so I'm trying to, this is the most like makeshift DIY thing that I've ever taken under. It's basically, I'm in GarageBand and also in Zoom with a board that I bought that I know nothing about, because the manual, I didn't really bother to read it. So I'm seeing little green things in the board, which I'm assuming is good, but nothing in GarageBand, which means...
It's weird. Josh always has the most specific tech issues. So I don't know. I mean, this may just because... It may be doing that because of how you treat your computers, because you always have like 38 tabs open at all times.
But tabs shouldn't matter. You know what I mean? Like when we're talking...
They do. It
I know they do, but they shouldn't. When we talk about how people use their computers, I think tabs is like the least. Like, there's no porn.
Least, but it don't help having that many open. I don't think it's just like, I don't know.
I mean, clearly. You don't know. Clearly.
That's maybe just like thousands of cookies, like all at once.
Also, if you're watching the video version of this podcast, I have no way of knowing if it's actually recording me. So I'm going to make a lot of faces and just be my most true self. And then we'll see if that's registering at all.
And then on my end, because I'm recording it on mine, it might only be your face. They may not see me at all, because I've never recorded really with Zoom at all. I've done more with GarageBand than with Zoom. So I'm not really sure either. Let's say I'm just slightly more tech savvy than Josh, like barely.
By the
smallest amount.
There's a large amount of distance between none and barely, because you have not had the struggles I've had. I don't even trust my own phone. I had an issue. I was plugging my phone into the outlet. This should be like very simple. Like this is day one phone stuff. I was plugging my phone to the outlet, and then my phone just freaked out and started calling people I haven't talked to in years. like people whose numbers I didn't even know I had. Do you have that? Like, if you go, like, if you
no,
go
I don't
in your
have
phone,
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Number. You mean numbers in my phone?
Yeah. If you go in your phone right now, you will find at least people. Like five people who you're like, who the hell is this?
Oh yeah. Oh no, I always have that where I'll be scrolling through contacts and I'm like, who the hell is Nikki? Like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And so, especially too, like I don't just like get numbers at bars kind of person. Like, that's not who I am either. So usually it's like I think there's probably someone I used to work with, or the weird thing is I'll have numbers in there because I used to work for a dog daycare and I did dog walking and stuff. So I just have like random like dog owners in there too. So a lot of times too, it'll be the name of a dog, not of the person. Cause I don't know the names of the owners at all. I just know the dog names. So I'll just say, I got these dog phone numbers in my contacts.
Hold on. Buttons is calling me. Oh man. It's just crazy. So I plug in my phone and it starts going haywire, starts calling people. But then I will obviously try to stop the call before it starts. But then those people call me back
and I don't, I both don't know who the person is, or like if I should just like start picking up and telling these people like, hey, I didn't call you, I was just trying to charge my phone, whatever. But like all these names were coming up that, like, honestly, you find out a lot of how people feel about you and how you feel about people by how they're saved in your phone. That's like, that'll tell the whole truth right there. You know what I mean? Like, this dude in my phone, I saved him as Jeff Bookshelf, and I don't know why. I don't know if something happened with a bookshelf. I don't know if he like fell against a bookshelf or something.
Did he buy a bookshelf from you, or you bought a bookshelf from him? It's like a Craigslist listing, or
not at all. It's so there were so many mysteries, and the least of which was how I can charge my phone without it calling people. So I've always had tech issues.
Again, that's a super specific tech issue. We were talking on the phone the other day, and it just died. Your phone just died.
My phone. Like,
you're constantly having issues like that with your phone, where it's like it just dies, it doesn't charge properly. What are you doing to your phone?
So two things. One, I'm very scared that I actually have like a magnet plate in me that nobody told me about. Because you know, like you get hurt when you're little, and they just fix you up. So then,
yeah, you guys.
I'm so scared that I have like a metal plate or a magnet that nobody told me about, and so it just
You got some plate in your skull that your mom never told you about.
Yeah, and then the other thing is. My phone died so bad yesterday, I thought I didn't have a phone anymore.
We were talking for a bit, and then I tried calling you back, and I'm like, it's not even going through now.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And that happens sometimes. Sometimes we have to just end a call, and then it's like, oh, we'll talk later or whatever. Like, we're not too ceremonious where it's like, oh, we really need to make sure we say goodbye. But then I was just like, I was immediately with you. I'm like, who knows? Either he started doing something or his shit broke. Like that was my thought.
It was so bad, man. It was so bad that like I genuinely for a couple hours had to get used to life without a phone. Because it didn't come back on. Like I charged it. It didn't come back on for a while. And I was like,
I know. Oh, you didn't text me back till like a couple hours later. That you're just like, oh, sorry, my phone died.
Dude, it's bad over here. And so even when I bought the mixing board for this whole thing, I was already upset. I was already like, this is too many knobs. Too much can go wrong.
And you wanted the more upgraded one. That was on you.
I
showed you the one I got. It's less complicated.
I wanted the more upgraded one just because in my head I thought like, all right, first is podcasting, but then what if I get into music? Then what if I want to auto-tune myself and make my own music and then release it as part of my podcast? Like I just had these pie in the sky dreams that immediately were dashed when there were more than two knobs and I didn't know what either one of them did.
I don't know. It's like you wanted more of the effects knobs and you're just like, what do those do? And I'm like, I don't know. And I have a similar board. I don't know what they do.
Like
you're ready to become a full indie producer. Like,
as soon as I plugged my headphones in, I couldn't hear myself anymore. And I'm like, this is the opposite of what should be happening right now. Like, this is actually the worst luck I've had since I bought AirPods from Mexico. I bought these AirPods, right? And they were just super cheap. And my girlfriend and I were in Mexico. And so I was like, oh, yeah, like, this is amazing. This is why people come here, to get surgeries and AirPods, you know? And so I bought the AirPods, right? I bring them back with me, and I made the mistake of putting them on for the first time at work, right? And so I immediately got roasted hard because I didn't realize it when I bought them, but when you open the box and you open the AirPod, they're twice the size of AirPods. Like it was stretching my ear. Like they hurt so bad.
Those are ground pods. Like those.
Yeah, dude. And then people were just like, I couldn't walk by without anybody roasting me because for whatever reason they light up to let you know that they're working. So then I looked like I had police sirens in my head because one was shining red and blue, and they were shining red, blue at the same time, and like I didn't know why. And you have to press the button. There's a button you have to press to get it to start. and it lets out the worst screech as it turns
like
on.
Like a fucking pull chain? Like, oh my God. Like,
it was, dude, it was insane. And then, like, I don't know if anybody believes me about this, but as soon as I turned them on, so I had to press both my ears together to turn it on, right? I hear this like screeching sound. Then I hear air buds on or whatever, right? And as soon as they turned on, my balls hurt. Like in the same second, like as soon as it happened.
They're interacting with the plate that's in your skull.
Clearly, it just, oof. They didn't just not work as well as AirPods. They were their own trial. You know what I mean? Like, I called my mom with them, and it sounded like my mom was, exactly behind me. Like, anytime you called someone, they just sounded over your shoulder.
This is one from CWS4269. I wonder if that's a Christian name. Nope. Not a good joke. Title is hilarious. Look, listen, please never stop making episodes. This podcast consistently makes me laugh out loud, and that is a rare thing. Thank you so much. P.S. Love the intro music, too. So chill. Makes me happy.
Oh, dope. That's so nice. Yeah,
it's a great theme song made by our friend Brad Kemp.
Brad is crushing it. He's made for like 9 podcasts, I think.
Quite a few. He's done it for an old podcast of mine that doesn't exist anymore. So he made a bunch of music for that. He's a great music producer.
I'm just thinking about how it's like never stop making episodes. I'm just imagining us at a nursing home now, just like, welcome to the Dash Dazzle Show. Like, you know, like you're so old, your voice changes again.
Yeah. We'll definitely get to the point where we are just telling the same 4 stories every single episode.
Yeah. Now, what you had to understand about old Donovan.
What do you mean you fell off the same roof twice?
I'm trying to tell you it wasn't no ghost. It was a homeless man.